When we listen to Luke's Gospel tonight, on this vigil night, you will notice that the resurrection comes forward not through any appearance of Jesus. Most of us, when we think of the resurrection, we think of Jesus appearing to the disciples and first to the women, and then later on to others. On the night of the vigil, this holy night, the holiest night of the year, what we actually have is not an appearance of Jesus, we have an empty tomb. Quite different than what most of us think of when we think of resurrection. Tonight is a night of opposites. We have an empty tomb, yet we have life. We have darkness, and we're brought into light. What we focus on in the vigil is what draws us and draws those elements together in us, which is from Christ's death to life, from our death in baptism, we are drawn to eternal life. The key. When understanding death and the symbolism of the empty tomb is baptism. We actually use the words many times throughout the liturgy of the church. We die in baptism to rise with him to eternal life. Easter celebrates the resurrection of Jesus, and your resurrection. His has happened, yours and mine is yet to happen. Don't get caught up at the tomb, because death is not what you and I are moving toward. It is what we are coming from.